You hear about a Boba series that's coming out?
Yeah, they're supposed to start shooting that soon too.
Because if they follow that movie shit, I'm sorry, yo, I'm done.
Well, it depends on who's doing it. First and foremost, I haven't heard Kathleen Kennedy's resignation yet. So until she's gone, everything is with a grain of salt, pretty much. Like right now,
until she's out the door,
gone for Star Wars to heal.
And the thing about it, I looked at the end credits and I saw her name and I was like, hold on. Yeah, I thought she was gone. I was like, oh God, please.
Because I think he started producing this season, Dave Filoni.
As long as Favreau's still involved in it, I'm happy.
He is, but until Kathleen Kennedy's out of the door and all of her Justice Warrior friends are gone too, Star Wars will still have a big gaping, festering ray hole in it. So,
and very oddly enough, this was directed by a Disney alum. It's Peyton Reed.
Hold up. Did he direct
Ant-Man?
Ant-Man?
Yeah.
One
Ant-Man.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, so this reminds me of Ant-Man 2. I did not like that movie.
And you didn't like Ant-Man 2? That's right. You didn't like Ant-Man 2, did you?
Compared to Ant-Man 1, though.
No. In context to any of the lower tier Marvel movies, that movie is definitely there. Definitely somewhere in that lower.
Hold on, when you say Marvel, you mean Marvel as in Disney or Marvel overall?
MCU.
Okay, all right.
Below Doctor Strange and above Thor the Dark World.
What is it? Yo, we got to do a podcast. You got to explain to me.
Maybe somewhere like around Iron Man 2 or 3.
Thor hate.
What is there to discuss, Keith?
Unreasonable hate towards Thor the Dark World.
Horrible movie.
And the original Hulk.
You don't say anything bad about the original Hulk.
Eric Banner.
No. I'll take that back. The original Hulk as an Ang Lee Hulk?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, that shit was horrible.
It's hot trash. Keith.
Like, the scene where Hulk was gliding through the air and the wind was hitting his face. Okay, that's good. He was jumped 10 miles, Keith. But you know what? We don't have to get a close-up view of his face with his eyes closed, embracing the wind.
I think the only positive, the only positives about that original Hulk, or Stan Lee, and I think Lou Ferrigno was in it.
Right.
He was jumping, and it was freedom, all right? Freedom.
Keith, you're speaking there. Privileges about the
people. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Hulk. That's what it was. Ang Lee did that. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Hulk.
That's not the name of the movie. The movie
that is the name of the movie. Like, right. Oh, the wind. Oh, yes. You're like a kid that sticks their head out the window out of a car and shit. Going at high speeds.
And that CG in that particular movie, I mean, obviously it's like an early 2000s movie, but
yeah, it didn't age well.
CG is terrible.
Didn't they have Hulk dogs in that shit too?
Yeah. I keep bringing that up.
Yo, that happened in the comic books, okay?
You are forever branded. But I love
Yeah, he loves Suicide movies. Squad, Joe.
Yo, well, how many times did I tell you that?
He's like, yeah,
bad horror movies.
He's like, yeah, bring on the director's cut of Suicide Squad.
Didn't defend Suicide Squad. I didn't defend it at all.
Well, Jamie, you have to understand that Bullet of Love, Will Smith in particular, is a wonderful actor, James.
This is pre-entanglement, right?
Yes, it's pre-entanglement. So that was just hurt and pain coming out of the gun, James.
Pre-entanglement. I mean, before August or after August?
It could have been during August. Shit, he didn't even know about it. No, the difference is, whatever he did, like, everybody knew it, but because she put it on a platform, it made him look so bad. It made her look bad, too.
And like, I would really continue to say this, that I'm pretty sure he knew beforehand going on to that, and it is bad acting.
He didn't think that shit through.
Because it's like, hey, I want to tell you something. I was like, hold on, turn those cameras off. But and his little like fake tears, Joe. Crocodile tears.
But her coming out and saying it, that's like, don't want to listen to this.
Give him a deep. So Peyton Reed directed that. And again, Ant-Man 2. Not good movie. And
amongst the Marvel movies, it's one of the worst. Yeah.
Question is, worldwide gross for the Ant-Man and the Wasp movie is what?
Between 300 to 400 million
worldwide.
Yeah,
I go 450.
I say about maybe 550.
I feel like I remember hearing this was very much on the low end, so I'm gonna go 290 to 350.
So low end can mean a lot for Marvel movies, though.
Domestic, 216 million. International, 406. For a grand total of 622 million.
We mistook here. Low end for a Marvel film is under $1 billion.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Low end is
the low end is under $1 billion. Oh, God damn. All that money they made. God damn.
So called blockbuster outside of Marvel probably makes it 120. But the average movie maybe about what, 80 million?
I mean, if that much.
To the truth, as long as you get your money back. And maybe a little bit of profit, I guess it could be looked at as successful.
Investors got them a lot of their money back from the tax credits.
That part overseas shit, too.
Yeah, so they get a tax credit that would offset the loss.
But if we go to a movie like Black Panther, $1.3 billion. Big Mike was talking about that. I guess they're going to give the Black Panther title to Shuri.
Yeah, so the rumor is to digitize Chadwick. They're gonna like get a body double and digitize his face over it.
No,
the scene, and basically he's gonna die in a battle, like in the first 5-10 minutes of the movie.
And again,
storylines are missing out.
And again, I keep saying this, but you did that in the first movie. Story arc was to die and come back and become stronger, and then you kill him off. So just recast the role and move on.
I mean, it's not that fucking hard. Like, it's pissing me off. Just fucking recast.
It's not like people don't already know that he's passed away.
The prime example of an actor being bigger than the character.
An actor bigger than the character?
Hell no. Don't get me wrong. Chadwick is a great actor, but this character, Black Panther, is way bigger than him. Way bigger than him. Keep the fucking character going. Adam West should have been the only Batman. Matter of fact, there was a Batman before Adam West. Oh my God. But they should have just left it at that.
Christopher Reeve, maybe we should just kill off Superman.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like, just stop. Just fucking stop. Just recast. There are so many good actors out there that can fill the shoes and go from there. And like you said,
I think Washington would have been great.
And like you said, man, there are so many damn Black Panther stories that could be told. There aren't that many Shuri stories that could be told. And plus, like I said, the Shuri MCU is totally different from the Shuri in the fucking comics. I can't take her seriously.
The biggest problem is going to be the bully nature of the internet that's going to bully Disney into making that decision.
Disney need to grow some fucking balls then.
Because somebody can say, like, oh, we're not going to watch the movie and Disney's afraid. Again, diversity should not just go in the one direction that Disney wants it to go in every movie that they make.
Because to me, they're doing a disservice to the character. And the thing is, I don't mind if they decide to give Shuri the mantle after a couple of movies.
Yeah, I don't mind that either.
Build up to that. They're just like, oh, he's dead.
Given Falcon the Captain America title right after Winter Soldier.
After the first Avenger. Right. Build up to that. It's not rocket science. It's called just fucking story progression. You could have had 2 more movies with Black Panther, the actual T'Challa, passing on to her. Build her character up so we could actually believe, so it's believable that she could be Black Panther. Right now, fucking, she's smart as shit, but she's very immature. Anyone see her being Black Panther? Like, just ask yourself that. Can anyone see her being Black Panther? As they created her character in the MCU, can they see Shuri being Black Panther?
Well, James, there's a contingent of people that want progress. Talking about James.
Well, yeah, that's fine. They can have progress all they want. Well, let's keep it within the fucking story. Keep it real. You want progress? How about you let the story progress and let her build up to that? Because right now she's too immature. Build her up that she becomes more serious, that she becomes like a leader. Because right now, I see no leadership qualities in her. I see a child.
I wanted to see Namor like cause havoc because Namor doesn't give a shit about anybody.
If he decides to cause havoc, sure, Wakanda's done, son. Wakanda is gone. Now, this was Shuri from the comics, different story. But this is Shuri from the MCU. How old do you think she is? Maybe, what, 17? 18 at the most.
And
because Namor flooded Wakanda.
And the most that you've seen from our character is either driving a car, operating some type of control board.
And when she tried to fight, she used fucking gauntlets. You didn't see her fight not one motherfucking time.
Yeah, and just whatever happened in Endgame.
I'd rather they give it to fucking M'Baku.
Denai Guerrero deserves it more than Shuri.
Shit, they did that. I would be fine with that. I would be fine with that. But the only reason why they wouldn't do that because she's not a royal bloodline. I would be cool with that because it would be believable. Now, if Shuri had the attitude of Okoye, then yes. Perfect. Then I would have no complaints. But because she doesn't, no. No. If the population thinks how I'm thinking, had the same mindset I have, that movie ain't going to make $1 billion.
Definitely not a very good decision with what Black Panther's supposed to represent as a character.
Right.
And it's kind of the same thing with Luke Cage, that there's a very distinct reason why those characters exist. They continue making the same movies, whether you look at Tangled, Frozen, and this is just an action version of that same movie.
Mike, I believe you, but where did you get this information from?
Not for a few weeks.
Yeah, it has. I've seen it.
Multiple
well.
Places are already.
Oh, fuck me, man.
Marvel's already talked to Ryan Coogler, and basically that's what the plan is going forward. So.
Didn't we have a podcast on who they could cast?
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about it.
We had at least about, what, 5 actors we brought up? And all of them would be sufficient for the role. It's like, I don't understand. Like,
well, again, James, it's going down to a diversity problem. And again,
I mean, this is actually pissing me off.
Diversity for Disney means something totally separate than what it should mean. If the movie doesn't do well, you'll get the casual excuse because people hated the movie because it was this. No, you just made a bad decision. And you continue making the Hollywood trend bad decision of this.
See, the word of the day is accountability. A lot of motherfuckers don't like that word. Every time someone fucks up, it's never their fault. It's always something else.
There's a formulaic situation going on in Hollywood, particularly from movie decisions down to script writing. That subpar script writing and the way that they're developing the scripts for that type of movie apparently is sufficient. Gambling millions and millions of dollars. We just got finished talking about budgets. Again, it goes down to what movies make the most money, and those types of movies do not make the most money. Trying to strike it rich somehow with a formula, and it's not working, and they continue to try it, and it's still not working. And again, it's those type of movies with the very hollow, this gender is this, the other gender is that, and there's no variance.
Stop it. Just stop it.
But cancel Jay. Cancel Jay right now.
No, cancel me then.
You also have Johnny Depp. Probably pissed off.
Man, why are you going to mention Johnny Depp? I'm pissed off.
What happened with that? So all right. He got fired from...
Yeah, I think he stepped down, but it's like whatever lawsuit...
they asked him to step down.
Yeah, whatever lawsuit is going on with Amber Heard.
Is came that his back ex-wife? Up.
Yes. Yeah,
beat his ass.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, is that the judge put it in court and said that he believed her allegations.
Because the movie got pulled from its release date. It was supposed to come out next year, but even with that, I mean, they should probably just cancel the movie entirely. Fantastic Beasts is not a great movie series. How do you feel about Fantastic Beasts, Keith?
Oh, that was some straight garbage.
So I remember seeing that first one. And then I think I told you what was happening. He was like, what? It's like, I don't understand. Yeah.
Can he be Tony Stark?
No.
Not at this point. I mean, his career is probably over.
Yeah, he'd have to wait a few years, but he's, what, pushing 60 now?
Probably.
He's over 50. He's mid-50s now. I mean, he looks older, but he'd have to lay low for a couple years. And then he might be able to bounce back.
So long, Johnny Depp. You claim the fame as Jack Sparrow.